While other people go on trips, Laura Erickson takes peregrinations, and she's back from her latest one. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So you just returned from Cuba. Why'd you go?
I've always yearned to see Cuba. My high school teacher came from there, and my Spanish teacher, Russ, wouldn't let me name my firstborn son Pedro after him. He thought Pedro Erickson sounded a wee bit confused. And so my alternative was to actually go there. And then I discovered the Cuban toady, and that has for decades been my most yearned for bird.
Well, I even, as a matter of fact, I remember I've looked up pictures of it, and the name has stuck in my mind because you have mentioned it so often, usually preceded by the words cosmically cute or cosmically adorable.
Now, I based that 100% on photos.
Yes.
But I got to see the actual bird. Many times when we anticipate something, the anticipation exceeds the actual event. But in this case, in real life, the toady is even more adorable than its pictures.
Wow.
It is just stunning.
And I suppose this is a foolish question, but did you get photographs of your toady?
There were three individuals who were cosmically cooperative. So all you have to do is go to lauraerickson.com and put in the search box Cuban toady, and it will take you to my page. Even if you just put in Cuban, I think it'll take you straight to my toady page, and you can see for yourself.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, obviously, I hope that we get at least one, maybe two actual programs dedicated to the toady. But what are some other programs that we can look forward to in the days and weeks to come from your Cuban experience?
The other bird from Cuba that I've been fixated on since I was about 4 years old has been the tiniest bird in the known universe, the bee hummingbird. And I saw them in Cuba, which is, again, the only place on the planet where they exist. So that was another thrill. And the birds there were just astonishingly beautiful. And it was also interesting being in Cuba, where there's still a lot of cars from the 50s running around. And I got to ride in a, now I don't remember the year, but, oh, it was a 52 Chevrolet, so it was actually younger than me, but it was still pretty cool. And it was so interesting interacting with the people and watching Cuban cigars get made. And so I'll talk quite a bit about Cuba in the coming days.
Well, it sounds marvelous. Did you remember any of your high school Spanish?
Oh, sí, un poco. No tengo bastante palabras. That means I don't have enough words to be a good communicator in there, but I do have a good enough sort of accent from having Pedro Foyo, my high school Spanish teacher who had come from Cuba. People didn't have very much trouble understanding me, so I became sort of the translator a lot of times.
How exciting. Now, are you going to give us a little bit of a preview of your next peregrination?
Well, that one just came up a few months ago, but next month I'm supposed to be headed to Uganda, which is the first time I will ever have stepped foot in Africa. So that will be pretty darned exciting, too.
Now, is that, so if that one came up, that's, you know, frequently you're asked to go on these trips either to function as a guide or to test optics or in some other kind of an advisory capacity. Is it that kind of a trip again?
Yes, like the Peru trip last month, this one is what they call a familiarization or FAM trip, and it's being funded by the World Bank, that they're bringing in some well-known writers and guides from the U.S. What they're trying to do is, again, be more protective of their forests and natural environments by giving people a way to support their families while protecting the environment. And so, and in particular, in this Uganda trip, they're working really hard to be providing jobs for women there. So I am really excited about it.
There isn't any possibility that you might need a public radio journalist to accompany you to do your press for this thing?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I had to ask.
Laura, plus, at my advanced age, I need a Sherpa.
Oh, well, and that would definitely be me. Definitely. Laura, thanks a million. Welcome home. Get over your jet lag. And we're so excited that you're back. We're, of course, people, as Laura mentioned, can go to her, Laura's webpage, and it's got the great search box. Type in Cuban Toady, and you can see her photographs. And we've got some great pictures and stories coming up from Laura Erickson's Cuban trip before she gets ready to leave on her next peregrination.